Rhonda's house. Nikki speaking.
Oh, hi, Nikki. This is LaMonna.
Hey, how are you?
Just you can. Good.
Good. I was calling for John Cockrell,
Cockrell.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
His service plan and one for.
Yeah, I called
Heather
you
Lexo.
Too regarding. Yeah, I called you about Lexo. My supervisor said you guys are not showing up for some reason, so you got to reach out to Medicaid Provider Service to see why you're not coming up as active. On our end, it's not coming up as active. So she said it's something you have to do to get that to show as active on our end. But you have to reach out to the Medicaid Provider Services. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And that would be the same
once
for John?
Well, I don't know about John. I didn't do John's yet, but I was trying to upload Heather's service plan to the system, and then she had looked and saw that you guys were showing inactive.
Because we're not inactive. We go for our renewal next month.
For your real? Okay, maybe that's what it is then.
They don't shut us off, though. Okay, I'll tell Rhonda.
Does that show inactive until you have it or something, maybe?
When we go into the Medicaid portal, we see that we're active. I don't know why it's showing up like that.
But on our end, it's not showing active. I don't know what she looked at, but she had looked at something. She got more experience than me, so
no,
I don't know what she checked, but she said it's not showing up active. It's showing inactive.
Okay.
So, I don't know. She said reach out to Medicaid Provider Services to see why it's showing inactive on our end.
Okay.
Okay. And
we'll
then you said you need the service plan for John Cockrell.
Yes.
Yep. So, I think she got to review that, too. As soon as she gets that out of review, I'll send that over. And then I'll send you the other one over once you find out about
No problem.
The activity. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.